There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's too late for Christmas, but a new show on your wish list. It's time for some new stings. What's filthy lead up to since Elden Ring's breakthrough? It's time for some new stings. Some kind of festive new stings.
Hello, weary travellers, and welcome to the latest episode of Filthy's Festive Ring Stings. I am Deadbeat Punk, that Christopher Love, and the man the podcast is named after, Filthy.
Ding dong merrily on high there. How are you? That's what I went with.
Was that off the cuff? Was that in your back pocket?
That was just came to me. Just came to me. I'm feeling festive, so it's went a bit Christmassy.
It has. This was going to be our Christmas special episode.
It was, and then life got in the way, as it so often does.
Did life get in the way? Did it really, Filthy? Or are you just a prick?
It's probably a little from column A, a little from column B, you know. But here we are in the perineum.
Before we go down this path, I will have to cut Filthy off incredibly rudely. We do have to warn people that if you have stumbled into this show by accident, we do swear quite a lot. There will be filthy language from Filthy, and we will not have Elden Ring spoilers because we finished Elden Ring.
It's gone. It's dead. Yep.
All done.
Nada.
I should have rewrote that. Yes, if you have stumbled in here, don't worry. It will be spoiler free. We will not ruin the fantastic Elden Ring run we just finished. But you should go back and listen to that. Keep an eye out for Elderflower Pilot, because I don't know what else you're doing here if you haven't listened to that.
You're not gonna if you're starting with the festive special of a show. I mean, maybe take a look at yourself. Maybe wonder about your approach to life.
What is this, Father Ted?
We could only wish, but you know we're not nearly transphobic enough for that.
Not yet. We're trying.
No, we're not.
Please add in that voice in editing. So. Elden Ring won Game of the Year.
Yeah, so it really validated everything that we've been... I, for one, felt validated. I don't know if you did.
I've been growing quite concerned because in private, in messages between us, in between bouts of terrible transphobia, you have kind of been taking credit for the game's success.
I just don't think the coincidence can be ignored, really. You can't...
Yeah, you don't believe the science normally.
Yeah, I mean, I came up with a hit podcast... Made you record it, and then look what happens. The game, the game wins Game of the Year. I mean, I could have picked any of the hit games this year. Other games were available, but this is the route I went down. And I'm not saying I shaped history, but I played my part. I played my part.
You treated reality like clay and molded it to your very will.
I just bent reality on a whim. Nobody was playing Elden Ring before I started talking about it, really. I think I...
Oh, well, sell 10 copies?
Yeah, I mean, not to be a hipster about it, but, you know, I was playing Elden Ring before. It was cool. Yeah, that was definitely why I did that. And that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
And a fine story it is. So, how did Christmas treat you?
It was good. Ate too much, drank too much, watched too much TV, didn't move too much. Sorry, that was just Wednesday, wasn't it? No, you know, in general, it did.
This man didn't have time to record.
did all of those things that one does at Christmas. Saw relatives, saw other people. Well, I tell a lie. I sat at home and just watched the Big Fat Quiz of the Year. It was good. And there was no Christmas Doctor Who, which was disappointing.
What?
Yeah, they dropped the trailer. The big Christmas Day reveal was good news. There's going to be Doctor Who next November. So that was there.
Wankers.
Yeah, I was really let down by that. Yeah, disappointing. What about you? Did you have a nice Festivus?
I had a delightful Christmas, although it's none of your fucking business.
The views on Christmas as expressed by Christopher are the views of him and him alone.
Fucking Christians.
Goddamn Chrisos.
And did Santa bring anything nice?
I got some new boots for all that kicking ass that I do.
Walking?
Yep. These boots were made for walking. Not Christopher walking. They were bought for me, but he might have liked them. Don't know. And, yeah.
You could take walking in a fight.
Probably. He's quite old. I couldn't have taken young walking now. He was sprightly. He was a good dancer, so he could have just kicked you in the
snake
head.
Snake hips.
Yeah. But I could probably take him now. He's in his like 80s, so I'd stand a chance.
And I suppose, speaking of the future of the show, Yakuza Like a Dragon. Have you got it installed yet?
Don't you accuse me of anything. Yeah, I've installed it.
Wasted that early.
I did, didn't I? God, I won't be able to use that in the new series now. I'm going to...
Maybe everybody will forget by the time we fucking get around to it.
I know. It's a sin, isn't it? All that work I'm having to do at the minute. I think it's unfair, personally speaking. I've had to set aside my Xbox
time. Maybe you should strike.
I know. Everybody else is. It's very in fashion at the minute. So... I could do. Could see where that gets us, but yeah, I have it installed. I've watched little trailers for it that look good, and I am excited to play it. It'll just be finding the time, but I think I'm quietly confident that we could have the hit podcast 2 years running. We'll do Elden Ring first, and now Yakuza. It'll
For a very current, almost 3-year-old game by the time we get around to it.
Yeah, we'll set the genre on fire. That's what we will do with a 3-year-old game. I don't know, is there anything better?
That we shall.
Is there anything better coming out in 2023? I mean, obviously Assassin's Creed for me, but I actually don't think anybody would want to listen to me playing Assassin's Creed because I actually enjoy that.
Mirage.
So, yeah.
Well, we should see if you can get into the habit of sending voice notes while you're playing something. That you know and enjoy.
I actually enjoy. God, imagine.
It could work.
It could. It's unlikely, yeah. But it could. Yeah. Just assassinated another guy. I'm now at an appropriate level for the game, and I know what's going on. Is that the making of a hit show? Don't know.
Only one way to find out.
Assassin stings.
I have it in my notes that Lad Baby destroyed the Beatles.
Yeah, there's a sentence. And that
isn't
goes,
it?
Happy 2022, guys. They've ruined it. They've just ruined the Christmas number one now. It's redundant. And I mean, who does it go to? It goes to the charity thing, which is very noble, but only because nobody has any money. So, like, we need the actual charity now. So that's a nice state of affairs to be in, isn't it? Celebrating.
Yeah,
with.
I think I was very angry when I wrote that.
They changed it to...
Sausage roll.
Yeah, that's... the pork pillocks. They changed it to Feed the UK, didn't they? I'm pretty sure that's what they called it. They didn't call it Feed the World. They called it Feed the UK.
Fuck the world. What about the UK?
I know. What about us, mate? It's a good job we took back all that control, isn't it? I'm turning into someone's father talking politics at Christmas, aren't I?
Oh, strong and stable.
That's it. Instead of chaos with Ed Miliband.
He couldn't eat a sandwich. How has life changed now that you're famous?
Oh, well, I mean, I regularly get accosted in the streets by people wanting to know all the secrets of Elden Ring, and I have to tell them, you know, we'll go back and listen to the hit podcast, because that's where all the magic is. But no, it hasn't changed too much, as you may be able to tell. Other than, I think I do have acquired confidence in my step now, knowing that I conquered that and got that ending. Won't discuss the ending because I'm still really confused by it, but I'm quietly confident.
The moon, filthy. The moon.
I got the moon. Yeah, I won the moon. I restored the moon. It came back. Something like that. I think I've forgotten already. but it involved the moon. So that was good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're still just filthy from the block.
I haven't let it go to my head. You know, you're only as good as your last gig, really. And yeah, let's see.
My last gig was fantastic. Thank you for asking.
So I'm just gonna ride on that for a little while, and then try the next one.
I just realized too that I always tell you off for not asking me how I am.
Actually,
and then I remembered you did ask me how I was, and I told you to fuck off.
Yeah, see, this is, you make an effort. You can take a horse to water and all that, but you can't stop it from telling you to fuck off. That's my experience of the matter anyway.
Better than getting kicked in the head.
That's like that old
thing. Well, filthy, shock horror, you have treated us to some festive ring stings.
Look, I love talking to myself in general. I do it an awful lot. And then I missed talking to say, you know, putting down my wit and wisdom for you to enjoy at your own leisure. So I thought, I just started sending you voice notes, didn't I?
You know, you can call me anytime. I hadn't heard from you since we finished the show.
I mean, you can't really do live. I mean, save that magic for the podcast, man. I mean, think what genius.
I missed you.
Exactly. I've got to let that build. Let the viewers get a real sense.
Absence does make the heart grow fond.
Exactly. Gotta let you miss me. Gotta let it build up for the next one. Yeah, not really a phone. Is anybody really a phone person anymore? I don't know.
Were we before?
Yeah, you know, we weren't really phone people. I like a good wee texty text. You can.
Yeah, you can ignore those handy.
Yeah, if you can't say it with a meme, don't say it at all. That's what I sometimes think about life.
Either gif it or fuck off. First audio note.
Hi. It's been a while. I've been thinking about creating a little series for you of things I've done on my holidays while not in Middle Earth, or what did we decide it was called in Elden Ring? Land in between. Yeah, that, anyway, that's in the past now. That's dead for now. So I just thought I'd let you know what I've been doing since. I've played a lot of chess. I got my end of year report there from chess.com app. And I have played over 1,100 games of chess this year. My preferred method is 10-minute games. So that's you each get 10 minutes of play time. At the end, whoever runs out of time first would lose if checkmate hasn't occurred in that time. And I've played over 1,100 of those. So that's been productive. Win about 50% of the time, which given it's a two-person game, I can't decide if that's a victory or not. But I've been doing that. So that's what I've been doing. I don't know, maybe listeners would want to challenge me at chess. That could be a really depressing new way of playing this. I could play one of our listeners at chess each week, and at the end of the series I could find out that they were all you, because that seems to be a running theme. Yeah, there's a thought.
Chess?
Yeah, I guess it was a dirty little secret I had while claiming to devote all my time to Elden Ring. I also was playing quite a bit of chess on my phone. I've always liked it. I've never really been that good at it, but I just like moving the pieces about and you know, trying really basic childish strategies, and sometimes they work. And yeah, I'd been doing that in the background as well. I wish there was a big reveal, like, oh, I'm secretly a grandmaster of chess. I did that during lockdown, but no. I just sat on my phone and played quite a bit of chess, as you could hear. So that's why.
And you thought we were going to get an episode out of chess?
I didn't. I know, it seems ambitious now.
And your
doesn't
chess
it?
Adventures?
Just lots of, I don't know, pawn gambits and knight to e4, you know, chess phrases like that. Rook, that's another chess word. I could have just talked like that.
I was waiting for rook to come up.
Yeah, yeah. The rook. I don't know of any other ones for you, really. Bishop. We probably could have done some good puns about bishops. Or I don't know.
Oh, what could have been?
I know. What could have been? The queen died, obviously. last year. I just felt like there was a connection there. We could have. No, the more I say it, it doesn't seem realistic.
See, we could have thought of a punchline and worked our way backwards. What we're doing now is working forwards with no punchline, and it's horrible. It doesn't work.
It doesn't, does it? I mean, did we really get away with this for 14 episodes of Elgin?
Did you just say the Queen is dead?
Yeah.
This is how people could be finding out. You need to soften the blow.
I really need to learn the knack of making this timeless Dota.
It's the festive period. I came here for laughs. Now I found out the monarch's dead. Fuck.
I've just ruined Christmas for... I was wondering why Charles did the speech this year. I thought he was just getting the practice in, but there he was.
Cheeky fucker, what's he doing up there?
Bold as brass with his wee chubby fingers, you know? He's looking at his...
Jumping in front of the TV while she's getting her hair dried.
Yeah, it was just... Oh, it was embarrassing, but... The apologies if you didn't know, guys. But,
Queen Elizabeth II, dead as fuck.
Oh, well, I shouldn't have laughed quite so much about that. she was a nice lady. She was, we've got really badly off track. Now I'm having to be a monarch apologist.
You do realise our listener numbers are mostly in Ireland.
Oh, that's all right then. No, we'll be safe enough. Yeah, we'll probably.
Yeah, we're grand. We know how to take a joke.
But chess, I'm going to try and circle back here. I'm going to take a broad swing at it. But yeah, I like...
Really? Because I was going to skip on to the next audio note.
Okay, sum it up. I like chess. Why don't we, in the show notes...
and he cannot lie.
Why don't we, in the show notes for this episode, put in my chess handle? I use the mainchess.com app. It's the biggest one. It's the biggest one in the world. It's the official home of chess, genuinely. I think my tag is just something like Filthy Rock or Filthy Chess. I'll look it up. We could put it in the show notes, and if I start getting weird challenges,
we can put it in
chess.
The show notes, yes. Yep. You could also invite all the members of Discord when you're not on there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Hey, guys. Doing good? Cool.
Oh, they're all asking for you.
Yeah. I hope you're well. You're looking well. Hope it's all going good for you. And you got that big job you wanted, or you had some sort of life event that pleased you. Yeah. Be good now. Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Fucking chess. You've killed this holiday special.
Yeah, okay. If you want to move on, you can. I'm done with chess now. I'm done. Chess.
I haven't had time to play the old computer games recently, given my just other things in life, because there are other things in life, I think, that need addressing occasionally, such as my actual work. So I haven't really been playing an awful lot. Given the vastness of Elden Ring, I've needed a little palate cleanser, as we call them. So I've been playing a little bit of Spyro, which I never played first time round. I don't know if anyone would be interested in Filthy Plays Spyro. I don't think there's enough content there, but I will say that I was very much a Crash Bandicoot boy growing up. I've generally never played Spyro, always played Crash Bandicoot. And it's a little bit, I would say, harder, given that they were released at the same time. It's a little bit more obscure. You have to, you know, traverse the lands. It's not as clear at all times what it is you should be doing. And I'm enjoying it. That's all I'm saying. After, you know, 18 weeks of being tarnished, I'm enjoying being a little purple dragon. And I think that's something we should all strive to be. So there.
Dear Filthy, you've gone from killing dragons to pretending to be one.
Yeah, that's a regression, isn't it? I didn't really think of it.
There's
like
a lot
that
to be said there.
There is. Yeah. I don't know if I'm... there's something Freudian there, isn't there? Am I trying to make up for all that dragon killing I did as a child in Elden Ring? I don't know. But I have. I've been enjoying my time as a little purple dragon recently. As I said, I was very much Team Bandicoot whenever I was playing the old PlayStation 1, never even owned a Spyro. Oh, well, I owned that demo disc that came free that everybody had, and it had half a level of Spyro.
Oh, like the first level, yeah.
Yeah, that was the most I ever played of it. And to go from being a jumping, spinning Bandicoot to a running, fire-breathing dragon. I mean, it's quite the difference, as you can imagine. You do still have to jump on.
I'm quite surprised, because normally people were Bandicoot and Dragon. They were happy to do both.
I wasn't that rich. I couldn't afford both games, so I went down.
Did you never go to Mullinmark?
I did, and I never could find the mythical guy.
You never chipped your PlayStation?
I didn't. That all seemed well above my capabilities, to be honest, and I always heard that it would just break it or something. So I never actually chipped the PlayStation, and yeah, I could never find
him. You were a stupid child.
I was just a jumping, spinning, wampa fruit-eating agent of a 10-year-old. That was me. No. and yeah, I never could find that mythical guy at the mart that actually sold the dodgy games and all. It was
he wasn't hard to spot.
Was it like I'm sort of picturing now a proper Cockney Del Boy style wheeler dealer, step right up sort of person now. You please
in Ireland.
I know. I'm going to be honest. I was stopping myself from doing the Cockney accent there because I just didn't think that you'd appreciate it, really.
Oh, he's learned.
I know how you feel about my accents. So I was just stopping from doing that.
You coward, bending to my will.
That's my Christmas gift to you. I'll see if I can go a whole episode without doing an accent, offensive or otherwise, or just really bad.
Yeah, so when you went to Mullen Market, there was this guy and he had two wooden stands with slats on it, and it was just rows of games.
Maybe I thought they were full price. I mean, I was over at the guy selling the bootleg CDs, you see, at the time, or the really shit t-shirts. Do you remember the...
Oh, so you were killing the music industry rather than the game industry?
Essentially, yeah. I mean, look with that.
Yeah, funny how they survived all this time.
I know. I'm not saying I'm an influencer, and I'm not saying I single-handedly killed the music industry on a whim as well, but...
Again.
But, yeah, maybe I'm going too big trying to take credit for just too much in this episode. I might have to dial it back a bit. Or maybe I'm great. Who knows? It's one or the other.
You're going to have to head in one direction.
I think I'm going to have to, yeah. Chill me boots, maybe settle a wee bit.
So, Spyro, did you stick with him? Did you drop him as if he were a bigger, angrier dragon and you slaughtered it without mercy?
I'm still playing it a little bit. I'm trying to remember where I've got to now. I think I've got to like world 5 or 6 and enjoying the challenge of something new, but at the same time, very manageable. There's something nice to be said in that, something comforting about regular achievements. You didn't get that in Elden Ring. So it's been nice. It has. I've muddled my words there. Being made to be... What am I trying to say? Being made to feel good? That's the sentence.
I can wish I knew.
I know. I start a sentence and I don't know where it's going to end. I don't know how anybody else is expected to follow us. Big roving
Who's
thing.
Talking that utter amount of bollocks? Oh, that's me.
That's me? God, how long has that been going on for, that horrible droning noise? Oh, that's me. All right.
Yeah. Who the fuck stuck 50p in me?
Yeah, regular achievements in a game. That's what I'm trying to say. Making me feel good. You save other dragons and they unfreeze from their statue form and they go, oh, thanks for saving me, dude. Keep up the good work. You don't get that in Elden Ring. Yeah, it's been very warm and comforting.
You really are working off a lot of guilt with this game.
I am. It's a process. It's quite the process I'm having to go through. I don't know what else could possibly comfort me. That may have been badly timed.
Another audio note.
Please.
So I've started Pokemon Blue. I'd never played these games as a kid. My Game Boy playing was limited pretty much to wrestling games and Chuck Rock and Batman, which I'll also be playing. But I've been wandering around now. I've been playing the game for about half an hour. I have an arch enemy. That's great. I've named him Amos because, well, of course I fucking have. And you just wander around in the grass, getting into battles with things. Like, you can't move 2 feet without getting into a battle with something. I've got locked into a battle now that I'm stuck in because the creature I'm using, because it's like my 9th battle in a row, has run out of things to do. And the creature I'm fighting doesn't have any attacks. It only does harden, which puts its defenses up. So we're locked in a never-ending battle. I think I've thrown seeds at it, and for some reason it doesn't like seeds. So that takes a tiny bit of damage off it. I think the word's tedious, isn't it? It's a little bit tedious. If anybody knows these games, I'm assuming you lot do, I've went with a Bulba. Well, I've called him Bulby. I think he's a Bulbasaurus, was my first Pokemon given to me by Dr. Oak. And I have a Bulbasaurus, and then I have another thing that looks a bit like a prawn. And those are my two Pokemon at the moment. And I'm a little bit at a loss as to how this captured a generation, if I'm being honest with you. I could be proven wrong. Maybe it'll just click for me. We'll find out. So the journey continues.
We should probably preface this audio note firstly by saying, because of my, what would you call it, gaming fatigue, gaming exhaustion from the Elden Ring times, obviously, went down the Spyro route. Mm-hmm. And then I said to you, because I know you're a man who knows how to get things, could you maybe get me a few Game Boy games? Ones maybe that I'd never even played before, or else ones that I had played before and now missed as an adult. And You obliged.
Oh, that I did.
Obliging. You're a very obliging sort. This is where we started. Yep. I'd never played Pokemon as a child, as I've probably just mentioned there in the audio note. And you sent me Pokemon Blue.
That I did. That I did, filthy.
What? I'm probably going to have to ask you.
I thought we were going to get a mini-series out of this. I thought this special was going to revolve around Pokemon, because I fucking adore it. I actually started playing this the same time I sent it to you.
I thought that might happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is awkward. This is going to be, yeah.
Isn't it? I got up to the 7th gym. Where did you get up to?
7th?
Seventh.
I got invited to Brock's gym, and his little, I don't know, bodyguard, little chum came out and killed me, and I went, oh, fuck this. That's how far I got. So there's more than just Brock's gym then?
Yeah, there's more than just Brock's gym.
Right, okay. And, I mean, is it not a bit like you just spend your day walking through grass and, oh, look, someone wants to fight me. And then you go another two steps and, oh, look, another one wants to fight me. It looks like the last one.
Yeah, almost like these battles are random, filthy.
You like that, do you? Yes.
I do like that. I like that a lot. And then the more you win, the more experience you get. The stronger your Pokemon gets. It learns moves. It has elements. It is strong against some. It's weak against others. Strategy. It's almost like chess, except not as wank.
There's a lot to take in there. Elements come into it. I mean, I got wee Bulby up to, I think.
Bulby the Bulbasaur. Can you guess what his element is?
He had a plant on his head for some reason. Does that come into it?
He did have a plant on his head.
And he threw seeds
at people.
It's
almost like grass is an element.
I mean, he threw seeds at people, which I thought was a bit weird. You know, a bit of a weird move. Fuck you, I'm going to throw some.
And
some
did
grass
these seeds,
seed
did
you.
They manage to steal a bit of health every turn to regain your health, giving you the advantage in battle?
They did. I did enjoy that bit of it. It was satisfying.
Yeah, it's a good bit.
Yeah. And then there was the.
Yeah.
I got him to like level 13. Like, that was I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, that's outstanding, filthy.
And then I went and I thought I better catch another Pokemon because I hear you're supposed to catch them all. So I literally went with...
It's been said.
I literally went with the next one that I fought, and it turned out I think I picked a shit one. As I said, it looks...
You said you got one that looks like a prawn.
Looks like a prawn, and the only... It doesn't have any offense. The only thing it does is harden. So its defense goes up every time. But that does nothing against your opponent. And I accidentally...
Was it a Metapod or a Kakuna?
Yes, it had a name. I nicknamed it Metapood. That's right. That's what it was. Now I know.
Well, the little insects you fight, they were called Caterpies.
That looked a bit like a caterpillar?
They did look a bit like a caterpillar.
I met one of them.
I wonder if that's why they named them similarly.
That sounds plausible. Okay, go on.
Well, if you caught one of those and you trained it up a little bit, it would evolve into a metapod. And if you trained it, it would still have tackle. So it would still do damage.
But like how... Did I not skip that process by going straight to the prawn and he had nothing? Like
no, this? You took the lazy man's route.
That's a very... How am I supposed to know that? I'm just a 34-year-old amateur Pokemon collector. How am I supposed to know which ones you're supposed to train and which ones you're supposed to capture?
Them all. Catch them all.
But that was the other thing. I only got, I'd managed to find one Pokeball in my whole time there.
Was there a place that gave you a Pokeball to deliver to another person?
Yeah, but I delivered that. I was playing by the rules.
You did, yeah. And did you go back there? Because it's a shop. And they sell things in the shop.
Okay. Do they sell Pokeballs?
They do sell Pokeballs. They sell Pokeballs by the fucking truckload.
What about... I mean, I'm just so confused now. Everything... I mean, genuinely.
I
so
feel bad for Bulbay, okay? He deserved better. He's a fine Pokemon.
And everybody just figured this out by themselves back in 1998. Like, you just knew how to do all this shit.
Yeah.
Children
it's
really
a
are
child's game, filthy.
Yeah, children really are the future, aren't they? Except the future might be me whenever they grow up, and I still don't know how to play fucking Pokemon, so that's not good.
So we're not going to get our Pokeball ring sting.
Filthy's Elden Balls.
Episode.
No.
This isn't happening.
I don't know. I can try. I'm trying to remember where I got up to. That was the other thing. I have to keep going back on myself because my Pokemon keeps needing recharging. I mean, faints. That's a weird thing to use. How Victorian or Edwardian, your Pokemon gets too excited and it faints. That was an odd decision, I felt.
Well, it only faints when you let it get beat up enough.
But like, how do you...
You need to take care of your Pokemon. They're like dogs.
But every
you let people kick it, it's going to faint.
But every time you go through the grass, you'd get challenged to another fight.
There's a Pokemon Center in the town. That recovers your Pokemon. You can chat to your mother, and that will recover your Pokemon.
She did tell me of a little
light. You're never too far away from something that heals your Pokemon. Except you just didn't want to.
I felt like it was too far away.
I don't want my Pokemon to be a strain on the NHS.
That's literally what happened at one point. I was like, grow up. Come on. It didn't hit you that hard.
That's only a bit of poison, you can't you.
Yeah, it was only one of them fired sort of tornado-y wind. I was like, it's just a bit of wind. Come on, that's not that bad.
Oh, yeah. Would you think bird types would be strong against plants?
No, I'm going to have to start thinking in poker logic.
Or insects.
I did fight many times something that looked like a pigeon and was called something pigeony, pidgewidgeony, pidgewidge. A widgeon. Something like that. Yeah. And then there was other times I fought something else. And it is interesting now that you say this. This is starting to make me think. Because when I would fight something that was poisonous, it would always attack me. And it says, thingy has fired poison. It has not had much effect. And I thought, well, that's a bit weird. So that was because Bulby just didn't care about poison.
Yeah, Bulby's a poisonous boy himself, so poison doesn't have much effect on him.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Whereas when I fought the pigeons, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what happened when I fought the pigeons, yeah.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so I'm starting to see some things. Maybe this game is...
If you could find a mouse that used electricity in the forest, that would be good against the pigeons.
Why? Because pigeons don't like it. They sit on the electric lines? That can't be right. Surely pigeons are fine against electric.
Flying things are not grounded. Electricity fucks them up.
Do you know what? Maybe there's something in this, actually.
And I recently talked about magpies building nests out of metal coat hangers.
Did you?
On power lines over in Japan. It fucks them up.
That's it. This is actually getting interesting now. There might actually be something in this game. You know.
Oh, you've suddenly taken an interest in the show. That's nice.
Maybe it'll take off. I just think, yeah, okay.
Maybe if you start a podcast about it, it might start doing numbers. It's like, well, the way you give fresh life to Elden Ring.
I could single-handedly rejuvenate the clearly failing Pokemon franchise. You know, I could be their next.
It's on its fucking arse.
Well, I mean, they tried Ryan Reynolds and it didn't work. So why not try me? That's just what I'm thinking. I'm kind of like an Irish Ryan Reynolds, only I don't own a football club. That's the way I see it.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Once
exactly.
That Acast advert money's in, oh boy.
I'll be buying Sligo Rovers in the morning. Hiring a quirky American to run us. That's a different show.
Pokemon, no go.
I do occasionally go back to it. Genuinely, when I pick up my phone, I think, oh, let's see if I can beat up one of them prawns again. And it makes me happy. So, maybe.
It's just, Brock uses rock-type Pokemon, which are very weak to Bulby.
But
the Bulbasaurus.
They're weak to, well, if it follows the normal logic, they would be rubbish against paper Pokemon, but they'd be good against scissors Pokemon.
Yes.
Perfect. Great. Good to know. Okay. Sorry, I've squeezed that in now. I'm really pleased about it, so we can move on. Yep.
I really want to punch you. I love Pokemon.
In fairness, it's shining through. Your passion is shining through, and I'm here for it. Or rather, I'm there for it, because I'm a bit scared now.
It really comes off as caustic anger, but it's love. It is love.
It is.
As Lad Baby sings, all you need is love.
Yeah, I love all the Lad Baby's tunes like that. Yeah, oh, Yellow Submarine. I want to hold your hand.
Yellow Sausage Roll.
Yeah.
Tory c***.
I want to hold your sausage roll. Ooh, that's weird. It's all gone bad.
I've been playing Super Mario World for the Game Boy One. It's incredible how I haven't seen this game in 25 years, and it all just came back to me. Which tubes to go down, which blocks have coins in them for bopping, things like that. What I don't remember is that World 2 has an incredible theme tune. That's just beautiful. That is a pop punk masterpiece in 16-bit. I think I've managed to get to World 3. I don't remember how far I got as a kid. Not very far. This was back when games were hard, wasn't it? There was no restarts and all of that. God, I sound old. But, yeah, I'm enjoying Super Mario as much as I did in the back seat of the car whenever we were going on family holidays. So that's a lovely trip down memory lane for me there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, filthy. You know what's coming, don't you? You've seen my notes.
I know what's happening. I know what's
You coming. Spotted your faux pas.
A little bit of an error. Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Go on. Let them put me out of my misery.
It's Super Mario Land. Super Mario World's on the super fucking Nintendo.
It's a completely different...
But you nerd.
It's an equally super game, I agree. I just...
It's a fantastic place.
Filled with little... As many mushrooms as you can eat or put on your pizza. I don't know, he's Italian, does he? Does Mario eat pizza? No, it's the Ninja Turtles. But he eats mushrooms, and then he imagines that he can shoot fireballs. I mean, that's worth thinking about. No? Maybe not.
Yeah, nobody's ever made that joke.
Probably not. Again,
he eats mushrooms and he jumps on turtles and Chris Pratt's a prick.
Yeah. Again, look, I'm not saying that I could do for them what I've done for the Elden Ring universe, but if Mario's needing a little
CPR
boost...
CPR and Super Mario?
Yeah, little boost for Mario there once Chris Pratt has pratted it up. I'm ready. I can't grow a moustache. I will say that. That could be problematic for the casting. And I've already said I won't do
any... Would you be opposed to wearing a fake one?
No, I'm willing to do that. And what I will say
You'd
is...
You'd be happy.
I'd be more than happy. But what I will say is I've already promised you not to do any accents. So Mario can't be from New
Please
York.
Please do not do an Italian accent on the show.
No. He can't be from New York. He can't be from Italy. If they're interested in...
You can do the hands because it's a podcast.
That's true. Yes. It's him. I'll have to do that in my... Oh, I was so close. I'm going to have to do it in my own accent. It's a me. It's Mario. There you go. There. That's the new...
How much were you biting back so it is after that?
It was pretty tough. Yeah. Yeah.
I could see it forming in your beautiful puckered lips.
It's Mario, so it is. Just himself. What would his...
Not sure who else would it be.
But yeah.
So yes, you were having a better time with this one than Pokemon.
Yeah, because I already knew how to play it. And all you have to do is jump and occasionally fire fireballs out of your hand without really thinking about why a plant is letting you do that. So I do better with Mario rather than a game with actual skill and strategy and technique. The only real technique is timing your jumps so that you either land on something's head or on a moving platform. Yeah, I enjoyed that. And as I said, it was
good. The Koopas as well, when you jumped on them, they exploded. You needed to move.
Do you remember that? Yes, I learned that. I couldn't remember what happened until the first one. And I was like, oh yeah, the little fiery work.
That brings it all back.
Yeah, that was it. But I was enjoying being Mario. And the music, I don't remember it being that good. It was good.
Oh, does it have music?
It does, unlike that dry-ass Elden Ring with no theme or any audio, you think. But no.
There wasn't one pop-punk anthem in the whole fucking thing.
There wasn't, you know, that's all I'm saying. Maybe if whenever you're fighting the big fat priest bastard, if they had been playing a little bit of Blink-182, maybe I would have beaten him quicker. When I was fighting Melania, if they had been blasting Sum 41, she'd have been dead in Sum 41 seconds. There. No.
Like in my fight?
I'd rather you didn't bring that up, please. It's still a bit of a sore point for me.
Well, you deserve it after Pokemon. Poor Bulby.
I know. The abused Pokemon, Bulbasaurus.
So can you remember the song you liked? How did it go?
I listened to it earlier and I can't remember now. Oh, yeah. I don't know. It just that sounded to me like it was maybe a little bit of a... It had a good Charlotte vibe to it or something. I might create a song for it at some point. Get some lyrics. Hey, it's me.
That could be done.
My name is Mario. You know, that's that sort of thing. I'm here, I'm stuck. I'm eating mushrooms, you know. Nah, I can't think how to finish it right now. But Work in progress. This is how I'm going to bring
it. As long as you remember not to rhyme anything with world, because...
Yeah, it's hard to do. Also the wrong word. But look, this is... I'm just spitballing. These are the ideas that I could be bringing to the table to Nintendo to rejuvenate their franchise. Just saying.
Poor, struggling Nintendo.
It's all been... it's all been shite since Luigi died, you know. Bring back Wario. That's what they need to do. I love that guy. He's such a prick. He wears a lot of yellow.
Where the fuck was Wario delivering Luigi's speech this year?
No idea. No idea. I like it. That's nice. That's a good callback. Yep.
I wasn't sure if that was a delay or a poker face there.
No, that was a nice move. I appreciated that one. Yep. So...
shall we move on to the next note, or do you have more to say about not Mario World?
No, I think I'm good. Oh, only that I was a wee bit disappointed because I didn't quite remember that the sewer music wasn't the classic sewer music on that particular game. It wasn't the it was a slightly different one. That was a wee bit disappointing.
Oh, if we lost a couple of points for that.
Only a little bit. Still a flawless masterpiece at the same time. And that is my verdict on that particular Game Boy game.
In my Game Boy adventures, I've also been playing the classic, the original for Game Boy anyway, Mortal Kombat. It's in black and white. It's really slow. I have none of the instructions, so I don't know how to do any of the good moves. There's only 6 characters to choose from, and one of them's Kano, and, you know, fuck Kano. And yet, you could still tell the magic was there, that it was going to be just one of the greatest franchises ever committed to video game, really. Love it. I mean, I'm not enjoying playing this, obviously, because it's really hard and bad, and, you know, it's in black and white, so you can't see all the cool blood and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I could nearly do an episode of What Do You Fucking Want about Mortal Kombat, except they always give me what I want every time. Every game just... allows me to kill people in new and exciting ways, and that's all I ever ask from that franchise. So yeah, that's a nice little look at where we came from and where we're going to. So yeah, actually, that's a side note. Next gen Mortal Kombat will be interesting. They haven't done one for the new gen, have they? Oh, something to look forward to.
So fuck Keanu.
Yeah, fuck that guy. I've always hated him. I think it's the move that he always has where he, like, jumps on you and shakes you. It just feels so rapey. Or his wee laser eye that he can hit you from across the screen with. But he's just a real pain in the arse to fight. He always is. I always play him just to...
Yeah, they're the worst types of rapey. Pain in the arse rapies.
You may or may not have a point there. Yeah. And he's Australian. That shouldn't matter, but for some reason it makes him more annoying. And I like Australians.
The very worst type of pain in the arse rapies. Australian rapies. Don't do the accent.
No, I'm fighting the urge here. Oh God, please stop. It's not a good eye.
What combination's that?
It's just not a good eye when you have to play Keanu. There you go. Had to get that out of my system.
Filthy.
I know. But, and he was in the movies. I mean, he was even in the new one. He's somebody that always comes back. And I just don't like that guy. I can't believe he was in this first one.
It's like Glad Baby. Everybody loves him.
I know. Apparently so. Maybe you should try for Christmas number one in Australia. But yeah, the game, I just couldn't believe there's only 6 characters and he's one of them. You got him. You know, he's up there with the legends like Scorpion, Raiden, and then there's fucking Keanu.
You named 2 legends installed.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
You did.
I did. I know. I did mean. I'm trying to remember who all was in that game. Liu Kang's there, and there was 6 of them. Keanu. How many can you have now? You could play as Raiden, Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Liu Kang, Keanu, or another person. That's 5. I'm pretty sure there was the 6th. I'm thinking statistically it was bound to be one of the girls.
And another person was the 6th one, Filthy.
Yeah.
Which I don't accept as a name.
I mean, oh, This was in the first game. I don't know. I'm going to say Sonya Blaze. I mean, why not? She was good.
I know you don't get drunk very often. Well, you do get drunk very often. You don't get drunk very often and go on eBay to buy old Game Boy cartridges?
No, not something I do at the moment. Although now you've planted that seed in my head, so God knows how that's going to work for me now.
Wait for that Acast money. Every collection of cartridges you buy will have Mortal Kombat in it. That thing must have fucking sold everywhere. I think I had about 10 cartridges at one stage.
It's because it's the greatest franchise. It's the best one.
Oh, that must be it.
That must be. Controversial as well. I've no real... I know people love it. I know you love it. So I'm just going to insult your favorite games again. I just think Mortal Kombat versus Street Fighter isn't even a competition. Mortal Kombat all the way, you know? I mean...
You're really pissing all over my fucking hopes and dreams this festive season.
Listener, if you can see what I can see, it's anger. It's anger personified there. I may have overstepped the mark.
Next you're going to tell me you didn't play Monkey Puncher after I sent it to you.
I did play Monkey Puncher. It's fun. It's a bit of a laugh.
Oh, look at that. But, the fear.
But, I just saying, more of combat's better. Because it's a scorpion.
What?
Who doesn't love a bit of scorpion? You know, he's my guy. Get over here. That's the sort of thing he says.
Get over here.
Also, the lore behind that game. To have gone from a game with, you know, like 200 pixels and 6 characters and 3 moves to this rich thing. Look up any Mortal Kombat character on Wikipedia and the entry is going to be somewhere around the 20-page mark. They've all just got these ridiculously rich backstories.
That's amazing. I was always under the impression that you weren't really big on game lore.
If it's the right game, if they write it down, if they do a nice little video at the end of every 10 fights that tells you what happens to the character, that's good. Not if it's written on an ancient wall inside a darkened tomb in hieroglyphics that you have to then decipher and remember and decode 30 hours later. That's maybe not so much my thing. My thing is having a short-term memory. No, my thing's having a short-term memory and quick gratification in games, especially.
How did that Mario song go?
See, it's so jazzy. It's just so happy.
Well, I'm afraid we've only got one audio note left. Shall we play it?
Is it festive? Maybe.
Seeing as it's the festive season, I'm also treating myself and trying out some of the... Valhalla DLC. It's the last DLC for this particular Assassin's Creed before the new one takes over next year. I, for one, will be very sad to say goodbye to my Viking pals. I will say this, Elden Ring has kind of ruined these games for me because, well, I don't know whether it's ruined or actually made me appreciate them more because they are just that little bit easier, aren't they? And when I say that, I mean, you know, the character fights the person you want them to fight. What you're supposed to be doing is obvious at all times. You can go towards an actual goal and hit it. So there's a nice sense of satisfaction in these games that, I don't know, listeners may have noted I wasn't really getting out of Elden Ring as much as I did appreciate playing it. So, yeah, happy Christmas to all the Assassin's Creed enthusiasts like myself, and here's to a joyous next generation game next year. Merry, I don't know, something.
We end where we begin, back at Assassin's fucking Creed.
Oh yes, exactly. This whole thing was to stop me from playing Assassin's Creed, and then I just went and did it anyway because it's Christmas, you get to do what you want. And I like playing Assassin's Creed. It was good to see some DLC come out. They've only had, like, you know, 7 different DLC packs at this stage. I lost count. So it was nice to have a fresh
one. To be fair, they didn't release another game last year, so...
Exactly.
They're learning.
They're doing their best. And they're doing very well.
What's your assassin called in Valhalla?
Ivor.
I was hoping to catch you out.
And you nearly did, actually, for a second there. I was like, did I get to name him? Did I just call him Filthy? I was like, oh no, of course not, it's Ivor. I don't think he has a second. She actually played it as the as the girl version. I don't think she
I played it as a she assassin too.
I felt like it suited her. It was better. I played it both ways, actually, because of my sheer love of two things, Assassin's Creed and Vikings. What happened with this particular game, I've probably mentioned this before, but it came out and I was all excited, so I bought it for the PS4, played it, completed it, cleared it, and then the new console came out, so when I got a new Xbox, I bought the game again for the new console, and that time played it as the woman, and yeah, I thought both storylines were good. Well, it's the same storyline, oddly just suits the woman a bit better. That's a side note. Anyway, bit of DLC. Happy Christmas to me, you know. Nice little bit of extra assassinating in a nice controlled game.
And has
game.
That got all the assassinating out of your system in time for Mirage?
Yeah, because it's not out until when? July, I think. July of next year.
Yeah, it's summer release.
So, yeah, I'll be good to go until then. I can go be a Yakuza for a while.
You should be finished Pokemon by that stage.
You know, I might... Do you think I'll really collect them all? Does that seem like the sort of thing?
You'd fucking better.
Certainly. Yes, sir. I certainly hope so.
Mary, I don't know something.
Yeah, that's the time of year I've got to hear at this stage, really. Just... Catchy. I'm just Mary, really, about life. Just... high on life at this stage, and mince pies, the quarter of whiskey or drink doesn't hurt as well, I suppose.
Festive.
Well,
did you cover anything else?
Well, the only other one as well that I wanted, you know, that I tried while I was on my Game Boy voyage, was Harvest Moon at your recommendation. And after not caring for Pokemon,
well, of course,
yeah, I will say I like that game. I mean, how would you not like that? It's just very relaxing. I could not believe the resemblance to Stardew Valley, which obviously you're a gamer.
Oh yeah,
listeners, we all know this apparently. But down to everything, like having to work the ground before you plant the crops, having to water them. I know that sounds really stupid, but it's still a game mechanic, and one game does it, and then a completely different game went, hey, you know what would be good? Yeah, so that was quite
funny. It's going to be an awful shock when you find out how crops are grown.
In real life, you mean? Or in the game?
Yeah.
The water cycle.
Well, did you buy a chicken?
I bought a chicken and I bought too many cows was actually what happened. I got a bit overzealous in the farm shop and I bought like 15 and then realised they don't really fit in my shed. So...
I was going to say, you can only keep like 4.
Yeah, I figured that out whenever I put like 8 into the place and they couldn't move. So I actually started again. True story. This was about 10 minutes into playing it. So I just started a new game because I realised I had spent the small amount of money I had on cows and I had no way of feeding them. So I just had to start again.
You have perplexed me. Yeah.
Maybe it was a bug or something, but I swear to God, it let me buy far too many cows.
I do believe it is a bug and it is human in
design. Yeah, it let me buy too many cows. And
it let you buy too many cows. Aren't they like 5 grand in Harvest?
I don't know how I got them because I didn't have any money at the time either. Maybe I stole them. It all happened so fast. But as I've said, I did have to start.
You didn't
the game
just
again.
Keep hitting the menu and not get any cows. Were they in the barn?
I think I saw them in the barn. I think I put them in the barn.
You saw them in the barn?
I think that's where they went. I think I went deploy the cow and it got deployed in the barn and that was how the game went. And then I realised I had no way of feeding them. I hadn't even bought any turnips yet because they really made them sound shit. So I thought, well, I'm not going to buy those. It says that they're cheap, don't make much money. So
you went potato.
I was going to go potato and then I didn't have any money. So... How are you supposed to make money if you've spent it all literally on magic beans for turnips? Magic turnips? No.
There are mushrooms underneath the farm that grow every day where the elves live.
You can sell
those if you have nothing else to sell.
I didn't know that. I'm going to have to give that a try next.
You didn't find the hot spring in the back of your fucking shed.
I found the elves. I didn't... and they weren't really much use. They said, oh, we'll help you, but you're going to have to feed us. I thought, that sounds like a hassle. I don't know. That's an awful lot of duties for one day.
That's why I don't have kids.
But I just thought, yeah, that was... Oh, that was one other thing that annoyed me and the way I had to start again. I planted me crops and then didn't realise, unlike Stardew, or maybe it is like Stardew, but once they grow, so after their first night, you can't walk over them. So I planted them in such a way that I could only really water the front row of them, and so the rest were going to just die.
Yeah, you have to do like horseshoe-shaped design to plant them in.
Things like that, yeah. So I ended up just starting fresh again. But I'm enjoying it, I think, was my take-home message. Believe it or not, it doesn't sound like it.
It's doing better than Pokemon.
It's, yeah, there's...
The farming game.
I sow the seed, nature grows the seed, and then we sell the seed, and people eat the seed. It's the circle of life.
Well, Filthy, this has been a very festive ring stings.
Has it? I was sort of worrying that it wouldn't have been, but I think it has. We talked briefly about Christmas.
It really hasn't. If we're doing a Christmas episode, we need to record it before Christmas next year.
I think you're probably right. That would make more sense. It's a New Year's episode. Let's change it right now at the very last moment. Does that work?
Oh, perfect. After we've done the artwork.
Yeah, if we could. Just change it up. Filthy's Festivus.
And you're happy to record a New Year's jingle?
That sounds like me. Possibly. Oh, that sounds like a lot of commitment.
Yeah. Listeners, if you didn't hear a fantastic new intro to the episode, Filthy didn't record a jingle.
It's because I didn't do one. I've oversold this now. You're right. It's not very festive. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just...
It's a big bucket of wank. Why haven't you started Yakuza yet?
It's just my shit on a different day, isn't it? Same old nonsense. I really should... New Year's resolution. That's why, because... Oh, no, it's New Year's again. I was going to say, New Year's resolution. I'll start Yakuza. That's sort of festive. That's
impressive.
Yeah. I did the Ding Dong Merrily intro. That was kind of festive.
Was it? Was it very New Year's?
We talked... I know, I've lost track myself at this stage. We talked about Christmas, briefly.
Hello, and welcome to our end of December special.
You've got to be respectful of all the different beliefs and those that don't have any and everything. They just like having podcasts to listen to.
Are you ready for a filthy Kwanzaa?
We could have done a Hanukkah special, but I think more than one night of this would be more than anybody deserves, really. It's not fair to put people through this for more than one episode.
One Game Boy game every night.
Yeah, exactly. Would have been perfect. We could have talked about Pokemon at length. Which I never mentioned Chuck Rock. Oh, shout out to Chuck Rock. I know it was in the sting earlier, but shout out to Chuck Rock.
Yeah, this is one I didn't have much knowledge with until you requested it.
Is that, you see, it's the weird thing, isn't it? Whatever you don't know. And as a kid, I didn't know many people that played games. I don't know what the big games were. I don't know why I owned Chuck Rock, for that matter. But yeah, you did a wee belly bounce, or you chucked rocks at dinosaurs. It's good fun. I played that.
Is that why he's called Chuck Rock?
He literally chucks rocks. I'll be curious to see if anybody else remembers him. But there you go. You're welcome. There's a final little... Fuck, that's still not very festive, is it?
Well, Filthy, if somebody does remember Chuck Rock, where should they write into?
He's done it. He's only gone and bloody done it. He's only gone and brought it back to what we're supposed to be talking about, which that's one of your many skills. I think what they could do is they could tweet me on Twitter, if anybody still uses it. Is anybody still... I mean,
everybody's off it and on Hive.
Is that what it is? Even Elton John has left Twitter. I mean, if that doesn't tell you. I do. You know, he's who I look to for
Elon
all my
John?
Advice. Elon John. John Elton, you know. Yeah. Tweet me. Tweet
the man that wrote The Young Ones.
That's him. Yeah. John Elton wrote The Young Ones. That's the second Young Ones reference in this episode. Let's see if anybody can find the other one and let us know. Oh, I'm making it interesting, making it fun. Yeah, twat me.
I know,
go on.
There isn't.
It's quite possible you'll edit it out. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I was thinking of episode 13. Sorry, do continue.
Well, we're on Twitter, @FilthyRing, so they could go there if they wanted to voice their opinions about this show. Or they could email us on filthyring@gmail.com. That would be the other option. The email has been much quieter since AMLs stopped emailing us. So, yep, those would be the two options.
God, he did love to type, that boy.
Like the bard himself. Monkeys with typewriters eventually will write Shakespeare. Is that it? Have I said all the right bits? Is there other bits? You usually do another
one. You have said all the right bits.
You're good at this bit.
Well, I'm normally good at this bit because I know what the future... No, yeah. I don't know what the fucking future foretells. But I'm normally good at this bit because I'm aware of what's happening the week after. I don't have that security anymore. I don't know when we're going to see each other again. I don't know when the listeners are going to get more filthy.
I know, but...
I don't want to make empty promises. Like... I will play Pokemon for you, my friend.
But is this not equally the perfect time to turn it round and go, because we don't know when the next episode will be, they're just going to have to like and subscribe so that they get alerted? There you go. See? Like, subscribe.
No, because if you do not produce content, they will go elsewhere.
Oh, they'll go listen to all those funny podcasts, all those actual good ones with content. I didn't think about that.
The ones that know what they're doing with proper microphones.
Yeah.
And... accents.
And some sort of cognitive plan. Balls.
So when are we coming back, Filthy?
I think it'll be the new year. That much is for sure. And I'm going to put a ballpark on it and say January. But don't hold me to that. But I'd like to hope for January of the new year. Or if you're listening to this in June of 2023, sorry that there hasn't been any other episodes. But there probably should be. There will be. Let's be optimistic. There will be. I enjoy our time together.
Stop looking at the timer.
I enjoy our time together for as long as I'm contractually obliged.
Why hasn't that Acast advert money come in yet?
it's our Bitcoin. We're just waiting for the day that it matures. That's just.
We're gonna buy a rocket.
Take it all the way to Mars. It's a very niche little reference, but that's there.
Yeah, that's so, a reference for what? Us and your brother?
Pretty much. We're the only people that will have watched that. So, yeah, I really should stop now.
And yes, as always, if we have mentioned any links or chess handles, you will find them in show notes.
Yeah.
You can also visit shows.acast.com/PERS. Purrs. For links and various hosting services.
I was waiting for that bit. I like that bit.
You son of a bitch. You broke my flow.
Sorry.
Dick.
I've annoyed him now. I'm going to go.
Yes, we will continue to be known as Filthy's Elden Ring Stings because I'm not changing the URL.
P-E-R-S. Yeah. That's just where we're going to live. And we're happy with that.
We will forever be purrs.
Just because I like hearing you say it.
So, Filthy. Until next year, have you anything to say to the listeners?
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. We record before fucking Christmas next year.
Happy Christmas.
That's fucking ridiculous. Who the fuck listens to podcasts in New Year's?
New Year's.
Well, we're about to do the countdown. I say, shut the fuck up. Filthy's about to talk Pokemon. I can't wait to hear this. He's about to embark on a magical journey.
Can't wait for his hot take on the different elements of Pokemon. Yep, see? I learned.
Bulby the Bulbasaurus. Are we still doing that sign-off?
Ach, we have to. For the kids, you know?
Suppose it isn't Elden-themed.
Not especially. It was just the sheer pity I was feeling for myself at the time.
Until our paths cross again, we live, we learn.
God help us all!
And you want the Mario music?
Yes, please. Thank you.
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.